I'm talking to Alistair Tibbett at Greenerleith, and today we're going to be discussing the biomass plant that's been proposed at the Leith Docks. What can you tell me about that?
There's a company called Forth Energy, which is a joint venture between Forth Ports, who own the docks, and Scottish and Southern Energy, who are a big utility company. You might know them as Scottish and Southern Hydro. They plan to build, or they're proposing to build, a power plant on the docks, which is fueled by biomass. And biomass is, largely speaking, wood or wood products, wood-based fuel of some kind.
Where does the wood come from for this?
Well, this is one of the questions that we have about the plant at the moment. Forth Energy are currently running a consultation. Uh-huh. And the reason they're running a consultation is because they are asking local organisations to let them know what they think the main impacts of this proposal will be. And the thing is, it's going to be quite a big power station. It's going to be 65 metres high, which is about 2 stories higher than the grain store, which is already there on the site where they propose to put it. And it's going to have a 100 metre high chimney, which, when you look at the maps, will be visible from basically everywhere, because mm-hmm. it's going to be so big.
I understand it's going to be visible even from Fife.
Yeah, so. For sure. It's going to be visible from a lot of other places in Edinburgh as well, so it won't just be visible from around Leith. However, it's one of the biggest biomass plants proposed anywhere in the UK, and perhaps you could say perhaps anywhere in the world. It's going to have an output of 200 megawatts. So, regards to where it comes from, Forth Energy plan to build 4 plants in Dundee, in Rosyth, in Grangemouth, and of course in Leith. Mm-hmm. And between them, those 4 plants will need an awful lot of wood to keep them going, because they're all very big plants. And on some estimates, we reckon it will need a forest about 20% of the size of the area of Scotland to keep all of these plants in wood, burning fuel.
So that's just 4?
And that's just for the 4. That's for the 4 plants in total. And so Forth Energy they freely admit that this wood isn't going to come from Scotland, because there aren't enough trees. And they say it will come mainly from Scandinavia and mainly from North America. And on that basis, they say that it will be renewable, green energy. And they're committed. You know, I've met with the chairperson of Forth Energy, and of course he makes a great play of how green and sustainable this energy will be. But sustainable is one of those words that you hear all the time, and it's got a very flexible meaning, as sustainable. And so one of the concerns that we'll be flagging up as part of the consultation process that they're running is just how green will this wood be. Provided they plant 1 tree for every tree that they cut down somewhere in the world, they can claim that it's renewable energy, and therefore it is sustainable.
What about the transportation?
Yeah.
How does that affect things in terms of ecology?
Well, in some senses, it's fairly sensible that if you're going to, you know, wood is a bulky fuel, so it's fairly sensible to put these, you know, and if you have to get it from abroad, it's fairly sensible to put these things by, you know, on a dock in a port, because obviously that minimises the amount of road transport. Forth Energy say that it will mean bringing in 1 boat a week in Forth Ports, and in the context of a working port, I suppose that's fine. We don't really know anything. We don't have enough information about the carbon emissions involved in taking all that wood from somewhere in Norway and shipping it across the North Sea and bringing it to Leith just to burn it, to keep the lights on. One of the concerns, again, that people have locally is that Forth Energy have said that a minimum of 70% of the fuel it needs will be brought in by boat. That leaves the other 30% coming in by road, basically. Even though there is a railway line which goes there, we asked them about that and they said they hadn't considered it yet. The worst case scenario for local Leithers point of view is that the remaining 30% comes in by road. When we did some maths, it looks as though that will equal up to 50 trucks a day coming through Leith, bringing fuel to the plant. And that's before we even think about what happens to the ash that comes out and how they're going to get rid of that. Mm. They're the best figures we have. Forth Energy claim to disagree with us, but they don't have any other figures, so we're sticking with them at the moment. They said they're going to go off and get their transport engineers to look at it, but realistically, one of the biggest environmental impacts that I think people will feel locally from the plant is these 50 trucks a day, 365 days a year, coming in and out of this plant on the docks.
And which particular residents in Leith will be affected by this?
It's difficult to say. I suppose if they come in through Portobello, along the A1, round the bypass, along Seafield Road, people who live along Seafield Road and people who live towards the east of the Links are potentially affected. But it's very difficult to say exactly which routes the lorries will take at this stage. And I suppose one of our other concerns is that already a lot of the main arterial routes around Leith are known sort of problem sites, if you like, for local air pollution caused by traffic. And that air pollution mainly comes from articulated lorries and from buses. So if you're putting 50 extra lorries on these arterial roads, you're not going to be solving the air pollution problem any time soon.
And did they say when they will be coming up with the figures themselves?
Well, they will undoubtedly have to come up with the figures before they put in a full planning application into the Scottish Government. It's very interesting, the process for how the decision gets made about whether this will go ahead or not, because the Scottish Government are the people who decide, not the local council. There is something which I'd never heard of before called the Electricity Act, and if you build a power plant big enough, you become strategic, and so the Scottish Government gets to decide on whether it goes ahead. And so Forth Energy in the first instance are applying to the Scottish Government, and there is somewhere in Victoria Quay, there's somewhere called the Energy Consents Unit, and they probably have a plan about where our energy is going to come from, and they decide yes or no. At this stage, they're the people who we have to deal with. And Greener Leith is lucky because we have a letter alongside the community councils from the Scottish Government asking us to formally feed into the process, or this early sort of process of identifying what the impact will be and what Forth Energy might have to do. If people want to find out more, please do subscribe to our website. We have a free weekly email, and you can sign up for it at www.greenerleith.org.
Well, it's obviously going to be a long-running saga.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you for that, and I'll obviously be back and speaking to you again at some point about it to see what progress has been made. Thank you, Alistair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.